The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. LPL Financial is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither LPL Financial nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. The views depicted in this material are for informational purposes only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial. They should not be considered specific advice or recommendations for any individual. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2,
Wow. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on there, Michael?
Not much, Doug. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing good. It's chilly weather kind of crept in a little bit this weekend to give us a, you know, warning shot across the bow, I guess, that, you know, we're fully into fall here and winter's just around the corner.
Yeah, well, it's fall. You know, you're exactly right. So it is what it is.
Yeah. And, you know, with fall and October brings earnings from a lot of different companies that are out there. And it's been a very interesting and, in my opinion, positive earnings cycle out here so far to date. What do you think?
Yeah, it has been. You know, Doug, seems like things are just moving forward, you know, when it comes to earnings and things are okay. There's no major issues out there. And, you know, and by the way, the market continues to move forward.
Right.
You know, so that's a sign of nothing crazy out there yet.
So it's, you know, it was interesting. I had a seminar on Thursday and there were money managers there and, you know, people talking about the markets and everything. And I'll tell you, Mike, we had an economist there and it was like enlightening for him to go through the information. And the information that he really gave us, it's too deep for me to get into on the show here, but I can give you a 10,000 foot view of it. Is basically, while you're getting information from the media, you're not getting the context of the information. So his point being is that, yeah, you're hearing that, you know, that maybe the economy is slowing and stuff like that, but he said it's really not. And when you got into the context of it and the reasoning behind why they say it, it's labor force, you know, issues and stuff like that. But the way he put it is he called it the S&P 493, not the S&P 500, because he took out the seven top stocks out of the S&P 500 and said the S&P 493, in his opinion, is tremendously undervalued.
Right.
So, you know, those seven main companies
right.
have been, you know, rowing the boat right now, yeah. I guess, if you will, but said that in his opinion, now this is only his opinion,
right.
is that there's 493 other stocks that are undervalued inside of there, which bodes well, if he's correct, for the prospects going forward.
Yeah, that's a great way to analyze it, and it's a great point, and that's interesting. You know, it's always interesting to get their perspective of somebody that's under the hood every day, if you will, and, you know, and not just doing snippets for TV and, you know,
right.
catch, you know, market roller coaster up, down, you know, it's, they're giving you some real meat to analyze. And that's great to hear. And, you know, again, Doug, like we've been saying, it just feels like we're moving along. You know, earnings have been pretty good. The market's been pretty good. So here we are, middle of October. And, you know, it is what it is.
But the takeaway that he had from that, and one of the things that he said was, in his opinion, active management is really important right now because of the values that are presented in some of the, you know, other areas of the markets that haven't been, you know, participating well, and that the investor or the client or the average person out there really needs to sit down with an advisor right now and look at their plan and their strategy for their money going forward, because it could easily be tripped up a little bit here, because if those seven leaders slow down a little bit, are you going to participate? Is the overall index going to participate is the question. And the answer is nobody knows, but reviewing the strategies, it's high time right now.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, that's a great point, because even in the past, there's always been periods of time, whether the other, you know, indexes, if you will, the NASDAQ or the Dow, at times they would move up or move down basically on a handful of stocks.
Correct.
You know, like either they were carrying it or they're getting crushed. And that's why, and you know, there's been times that I know even on the Dow, they'll say, oh, the Dow was down, make believe, 200 points today. But then they would say, well, if you backed out this stock, it was only down like 47, you know, because one stock took a beat in that day. So you got to be careful, you know, what the headlines say, because it's not always indicative of what's the underbelly.
Yeah, and they went on to say also that now, because of the adjustments in the S&P 500, is that it's not your mom and dad's S&P 500 anymore, because there's some technology companies in there now that, you know, technology didn't really lead the way back in the day in the S&P 500, and now they're in there, and it's kind of a little bit, you know, of a different spot to be, and, you know, emphasizing that you really should, you know, people out there should be reviewing their strategies right now. And then we had a presentation from Vanguard, which was excellent, about what they think the impact on the market's going to be as a result of the election, mm-hmm. what the impact of the market is going to be as a result of AI that's out there, you know, right now, and as well as interest rates. And, you know, overall, pretty much what we had said in the past is that the markets for presidential elections, you'll see some volatility right around election time. And then after that, the money managers will rotate towards positions that will benefit from the policies of whoever, you know, wins the election, and hopefully adjust going forward. Very, very good, you know, point, and very, very good, valid circumstance out there.
Yeah, no, that's a lot of good material that was covered with you, and that's fabulous, you know. But at the end of the day, as we always say, that's great. You know, we give kind of the broad strokes of what's going on. The listener, what are they doing? What does this all mean for them? What are you saying? Boil it down.
What am I saying is that, you know, and I'll give you a couple more snippets as we go along of pearls that I took away from it, but It is high time right now to review your strategy, review your strategy, but review the drivers of your strategy. In other words, the investments that you have, you know, make sure that the blueprint that you have out there for your money is in line with what you want it to do. And because one of the guys out there said is that the blueprint right now is, you could be out of line with your blueprint, I guess, for lack of a better way to say it, because of the way the markets have performed, and i.e. what he was talking about is the asset allocation in your portfolio still consistent with your goals and objectives? And that's what the person should do now, Mike, is they should take action and give us a call and come on in and sit down and review this stuff and go over it. Because we also heard from there from Nuveen, which is a very large tax-free money manager, as well as AllianceBernstein. And they feel as though for the appropriate investor and the appropriate portfolio, there's tremendous opportunity in the tax-free municipal bond arena right now. It has to be reviewed.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Doug, when you say, you know, how is the person positioned, most people won't even be able to answer that question.
Correct.
So, you know, what it really is, folks, is you sit down with us, we go through your stuff. You're bringing to the table, what are you looking to accomplish first and foremost, right? Let's not ever forget that. It's about you. What are you looking to do? And here's my stuff. Is that going to be able to get the job done, or is it adequately positioned, or what do I need to do? This thing. And you're right, Doug. I mean, we've gone through a tremendous market run up over the last year and 10 months now,
yep.
You know, whatever. So call it almost 2 years. You have a presidential election coming up. You have the year end coming up. You know, there's going to be tax things going on. It's one of the most peak times I can think of, you know what I'm saying, to say, I need to kind of get under the hood and find out what's going on.
Sure. And, you know, Mike, there was more very interesting information, which you and I are aware of, but I'll just let the listener out there know, is that in years of presidential elections, you tend to see a larger flow of money into bonds and fixed income. because of the uncertainty that every presidential election brings to the equation, right? So you see that. But then what happens in the year after the presidential election, Mike? The money rotates back into equities. Well, if that holds true again, and we don't know whether it will or not, but you should be ahead of that, right? If you believe in studying past performance and you believe in historical things that take place, well, then maybe it's time for you to start rotating into the equity section a little bit more right now in preparation for what has happened historically. Again, no promises, but this is the way you need to approach how you're going at it and looking at your strategy. So I have to ask the listener out there, how many of you actually have this sort of approach towards your financial situation?
Yeah, I'm going to kind of answer. Unfortunately, I don't think many.
Of course, because
it's a challenge. It's overwhelming. You know, that it's a big ask of what you're saying.
Right.
You know, so it gets back to what I said a few minutes ago. I think the biggest thing, folks, is realize you should go through this process and kind of understand what you own, why you own it, and is it doing for what you need it to do, which is, you know, that's the biggest thing is you're the leader. You know, this is which way I need to happen. This is what I need out of my money, or this is what I'm looking to happen. And I think that's the biggest thing. And then, you know, the rest can be handled.
Yeah. And, you know, there was another speaker up there. It was really a great day. Another speaker up there who kind of reiterated something that you and I have spoken about in the past is that they said our job right now as advisors is to get out there and let people know they have somebody to turn to. And that's what, you know, we want to bring to your attention is that we're telling you all this stuff partially to let you know that we stay on top of it. We stay educated. We stay informed. We invest our time in learning and education so that we can bring good strategies and solutions to you. But then the other part of the equation is we have to let you know you're free and welcome to reach out to us and come in, because that's what the average person needs out there. They need somebody they can turn to and say, can you help me out with this circumstance?
Sure, sure. That's definite, Doug. And, you know, that's what we're here to do. You know, and again, every week, right, we talk, we try to educate, we try to motivate, we try to bring an awareness. And here you are talking about stuff that was set on a, you know, a bigger stage, if you will, and
right.
to advisors. And you know, there it is.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's very, very important for you guys to understand and know that we, you know, that we are here for you. So what else we got going on here, Mike? We've got interest rates have kind of stabilized a little bit, you know, right now. We'll see what happens, whether the Federal Reserve is going to cut interest rates again or not. There's been conflicting data that's been coming out, right? We've gotten some hot numbers and we've gotten some cool numbers. So, you know, what is the Federal Reserve going to do going forward? Are they going to cut one more time, two more times, no times? We don't know.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean, I guess, you know, they're weighing their numbers. They're looking at their indicators as the numbers come in, and they're going to just play it as it goes. But it is interesting, though, Doug. It gets back to what you're saying about interest rates being cut, which would signal the economy struggling. And here you are saying that, you know, some economists are saying, no, the economy's doing fine. So I guess the Fed does have to keep just, you know, day by day, month by month, weighing it and see what the numbers look like. And of course, their biggest thing is they're trying to stay out in front. They don't want to get caught or be said that, oh, they're behind, they blew it, they blew up the economy. That's the last thing they want. But, you know, so far we've had one rate cut, and we'll see how it rolls forward.
Yeah, you know, as far as this, you know, this specific economist that was talking, who also manages money, you know, his opinion, the easy part for the Federal Reserve is over. Okay, the easy part's done. Now it's going to be a challenge for them, because based on all this, you know, all this underlying, you know, information that comes out and says, and what it really comes down to, and he said that, you know, you're never going to hear the Federal Reserve say this, because they'll get their heads chopped off. They need the unemployment rate to go up.
Yeah, well, that's
what they need.
Yeah, that's the signal that it's hitting every house, you know, hitting the households. You know,
right.
What I'm saying, and that's kind of saying, hey, the economy's in trouble, and you know, job creation hasn't reversed yet to say, oh, you know, there's still jobs being created. So I'm telling you, Doug, I still go back to it's a whole new world, a whole new economy, what COVID did and the working from home. And I know someday there's going to be a big economic study on all this, on how everything transitioned, and it's not the old way it used to be.
Well, it's happening right now, and I'll just give you guys another example. I know I'm spitting out a lot of facts today, but you know, it's all right in here right now, and is that 2024, Mike, is going to go down as the largest year in history for municipal bond issuance. Okay? The largest in history for municipal bonds being issued by far. Like, it's like blowing away anything. And so during the meeting, I raised my hand and I said, what do you attribute that to? Why in a period of time when interest rates have gone up and it's going to cost municipalities more money to borrow money, why do you think this happened? Answer was straight, pointed right out, because the federal government gave the states and municipalities so much money during COVID, they didn't have to issue bonds to do their projects. They were spending cash that they were given, so there was no reason for them to issue. So there was supply dried up as a result of the money that was given during COVID. Now the money during given COVID is spent. Now they have to do this.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's time.
Makes sense.
Time to move. You know, folks, when he says municipal bonds, you know, it has to do with, you know, city, state, you know, county, right, that type of level of things being done, whether it's road work, bridges, you know, whatever, let your imagination go. And yeah, that makes sense. At one time, everybody had all the money handed to them. And I guess now, what are we, since COVID, 2020, right? We're four full years down the road, heading for five. So
yeah,
it all adds up.
Yeah. So, you know, in 2020, COVID hit.
Yeah.
So like in the middle of 2020, they gave out some money.
Mm-hmm.
Then they gave out more money in 2021, right? So they were giving this money out even as it projected along. So it allowed them to prolong the amount of time until they had to borrow money again.
Sure.
You know? All right. That's going to wrap up the first segment here. We're going to hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks. But pay attention to the spot that we're going to run here. Mike and I have two dinners coming up here, which we're really excited about. We've got a dinner on November 6th down in Tom's River for our Southern listeners. And we've got a dinner on November 14th up in Livingston for our Northern listeners. So, you know, we're trying to cover everybody out there. So we will be right back, folks.
How much do you really know about retirement readiness? Like how to earn income in retirement, Social Security, Medicare, inheritance planning, and other important financial issues. It's not a one-size-fits-all plan, but there are some things you can do to be prepared. Join Doug and Mike, the hosts of Your Financial Future, for a retirement readiness workshop Wednesday, November 6th, 6:30 p.m. at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Tom's River, or Thursday, November 14th at Nero's in Livingston. This workshop is free to Your Financial Future listeners, and dinner will also be served. Few people actually take the time to create a plan for living during retirement, but the ones who do live happy and long lives. So be retirement ready and join Doug and Mike from Wealth Management Group Wednesday, November 6th, 6:30 p.m. at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Tom's River, or Thursday, November 14th at Nero's in Livingston. Space is limited. Reserve your spot by calling 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410 or wealthmanagegroup.com.
All right, folks, welcome back, and hope that you're enjoying the show here. And Mike, I want to, I know we touched on it a little bit lately, and I want to go into it a little deeper here now, because I've had a couple of people who listen to the show ask if we would go a little deeper into what our thought processes and what our ideas are of microeconomics versus macroeconomics, because, and what the person said to me was, those words, they, you know, they sound so big. So, you know, what do you guys mean? What do you really mean? Can you take some time and dive into that a little bit here and really, you know, explain to people so that they can get their arms around it? And I said, great idea. We've done it plenty of times in the past, and I think it's high time that we spent a little more time getting into the details of it here and, you know, what it really means. So, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, We touch on it often.
Right.
Okay. And I think it's time for a little refresher course, mm-hmm. if you will. And like you said, I think the words are a little intimidating.
Yes.
Microeconomics, macroeconomics.
They sound like, oh boy, this is an economics course and I don't understand this stuff.
Took them both.
Right.
You know, in college. So, I mean, yeah, that's where you probably, if you heard of it, that's where you probably got your first, you know, hearing of it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we need to talk about it. And it's a lot like, Doug, when we say estate planning,
mm-hmm.
right? It's kind of intimidating, a little big. I kind of put that in the same folder. So why don't we boil it down? Why don't we just, as we always do, break it down into very simple terms?
Yep.
And let's get into it.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing to do. And one of the things that I want to start off, I want to start with macro.
Good.
Okay, and macro means big, right, folks? Yeah. So let's get that out there. The big economic picture. Well, most people, most of you out there, probably shouldn't spend a whole heck of a lot of time worrying about macroeconomics. But from my conversations with people out there, I feel as though you spend more time worrying about that than you really ought to. And so let's start in the big picture, Mike. Macroeconomics, that whole thing. As far as we're concerned, what falls into that category that people should, you know, understand it's what we're talking about, but it's what we should pay attention to more than what they should pay attention to? So I'll start. First thing I want to bring is interest rates. The Federal Reserve with interest rates. You'll hear all over the place, what's the Fed doing? Oh, the Federal Reserve adjusted interest rates. At the end of the day, it will trickle down to you, but it doesn't mean a lot to you on the macro level. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing that Mike or I can do about it either. But I see people getting hung up on it and worried about it all the time.
Yeah. And, you know, you can't control it. The Fed has their meeting. They decide what's going to happen with rates. Whatever they decide flows down to the banks, right? And that's when you may hear, oh, the Fed raised interest rates, and then you hear mortgage rates went up at the bank. So in essence, it's dealt with and done on a macro level, a high-end level, government level, and it has to trickle down into the, eventually it'll get to micro.
Mm-hmm.
How much are you paying for that new house you just bought? What's your mortgage rate? That's where it affects you. Or how much money are you getting? How much interest are you getting paid on that CD that you have at the bank?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not developed on the micro level. It's decided on the macro level,
yep,
which flows to the micro side.
100%. And we'll get to that end,
yeah,
of it, right?
Yeah.
The other, one of the other macro things, Mike, and we talk about this all the time, is the unemployment number.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, here we go, right? You know, and I'll just make up a number. You'll hear today, job creation was this, and unemployment's at 4%.
Right.
Doug and I have been on this show for 25 years, and we always say, well, in your household, assuming that you're married,
mm-hmm,
right, it's either 100% employed, 50% employed, or 0%, right? So that's like saying a husband and wife both work, they're both working, they're 100% employed.
You'd have to have a gigantic family for your family to potentially be 4% unemployed.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But the point being is that on a household level, on a micro level, on a macro level, it's the entire country.
Right.
How many people are unemployed? How many, you know, they do their thing. And then on the micro side, it's 150 or zero.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's basically it. Right. So I hear it. You hear it. You know, oh, the unemployment. Okay, you're right. It's important to me and Mike when we're making recommendations to you with financial instruments and financial recommendations and that kind of stuff. But it's not something you can control, so don't focus on it.
Sure.
Another thing, tax rates. Tax rates, we hear people all the time. What's, you know, I'm worried about taxes. So are we. Again, nothing you can do about it. You cannot control the tax rates for the country. Nothing you're going to do about it, or the state that we live in. Nothing you're going to do about it.
Yeah. And, you know, again, you know, we don't control it. But again, when you start boiling it down to the micro side, it's what are you doing in a sense of, you know, do you have to take your RMDs out? Are you in tax-free or taxable investments? There's all sorts of things.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Because this is something we've talked about in the past. What's an RMD?
Required minimum distribution.
Okay, people don't know our acronyms, right?
Right.
So we have to, you know,
yeah,
we got to make sure that we explain that.
Right.
And when you're 72 years old, you're forced to take money out of your retirement accounts.
Yeah, sure. So, again, it's something that it's dealt with on a macro level that you can't control. They raise interest rates, they raise capital gains, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But on the micro side, you can control when it boils down into your specific home and your investments and your job and what have you.
Right. 100% correct. So those are some real, you know, macro examples. And we just want you to understand where we're coming from, because now I want to spend more time, Mike, on the micro. Because this is what's really important. Now, micro, small, so micro, you know, meaning the economics of your household, of your family, if you're, you know, what goes on inside of the four walls of wherever it is that you live.
Right.
That's what's of critical importance. So let's spend some time talking about that and things that fall into the micro category that people should pay attention to. And one of the things is I'll start off with is what we were just talking about, taxation. What is happening to the taxation of your dollars coming through your door on a frequency basis of which money comes in? Weekly, every 2 weeks, once a month, however often money comes through the door. What's going on in the tax situation inside of your house?
Yeah, and the question is, are you being the most prudent that you can mm-hmm. when it comes to taxation and taking all prudent necessary measures to pay the lowest effective tax rate possible?
Right. You know, and listen, Mike and I were not CPAs, and, you know, we should, you know, remind you of that. And, you know, when it comes to tax stuff, we're going to want to consult your tax advisor as well. But it's something that we need to pay attention to when we're looking at the overall of what's going on inside of my house. At the end of the day, Mike, the objective is to keep as much of your money as you can, I would believe.
Yeah. And if I may, I'm going to kind of jump around here a little bit. But I think one of the biggest issues on the micro level, and possibly a lot of it, you know, how much money you're keeping from taxes, et cetera, is cash flow.
Yeah.
I believe cash flow may be the most important thing on a micro level.
I agree with you. We've said years and years, folks, on the show here that we believe that one of the biggest creators of financial stress or anxiety is lack of appropriate cash flow through the door. And one of the relievers of financial stress and anxiety is sufficient cash flow coming through the door. We've said it over and over again. How many of you agree with us is that it's our belief that you could have zero assets sitting in a bank or savings or anything like that. But as long as you had more money coming through the door every month than is your, you know, lifestyle needs, you could live a happy life.
Yeah. And the creation of this cash flow on a micro level comes from various factors, right? One is we touched on employment or unemployment, however you want to look at it.
Yep.
Right. And you could say, okay, well, we're both husband, wife, again, example, we're both working. Okay. So we're getting max cash flow from the jobs. What are the investments doing? What is the taxation? How much is taxation biting mm-hmm. out there? These are just some of the elements that create the final answer of what's my cash flow on a monthly, weekly, monthly, annual basis.
Right. And you know what the other thing is, Mike, is, and listeners out there, the thing is where I think that we bring a lot of value is understanding how to apply the macro issues to the micro situation. Really, that's what you have us for, in my opinion. You know, it's like, okay, you know, with the markets doing this in this circumstance, that's macro. You can't control that. But what should we do inside of our microeconomic situation, inside of our personal financial life, to make sure that we're positioned in an appropriate way under certain circumstances? You know, Mike, are we in an increasing interest rate environment? Are we in a decreasing interest rate environment? Are we in a strong market environment? Are we in a weak market environment? And what needs to be done inside of our own personal microfinancial situation to give us the best opportunities during those macros? And that's where the disconnect comes for a lot of people, Mike. They'll understand what's going on in the big picture, but they don't know how to take advantage or apply those circumstances to their overall situation. And that's where we come into play.
Absolutely. And if I may, Doug, if we have time.
We have time.
Okay. Another one I want to talk about, macro and micro, that we haven't touched on yet, is debt.
Mm.
Okay. On the macro level, we all hear we're in the U.S., the government's into, you know, we're trillions of dollars in the hole, and,
right.
you know, we owe all this money, and what are we going to do about the deficit, and we spend too much? Well, micro level is really, really where that's the big glaring thing.
Sure.
Like there's a detach, if you will, okay, in that. Okay, so the government's in a hole, trillions of dollars. And yes, there's some things that do trickle down that affect us on a micro side. But the biggest thing is, what is your debt?
Yeah, and Mike, where if I may add to what you said, which was very accurate and well said, is that also the other part that comes into that equation is interest rates, right? Interest rates. We say we can't control the interest rates. We have no control over them. But they're so critically important to our micro personal financial life. It's really... Because it's paying for what you want to, you know, what you have. And one of the most important things is to pay as little as you can to receive the maximum value for what you're purchasing. So the easiest thing and the most common thing for people to understand is a home ownership. And if you have a mortgage, you know, you want to pay as little for that, you know, expense to borrow money as you possibly can. Yet it's not uncommon still, Mike, that I see people coming through the door that are still sitting with 5.5%, 5% mortgage rates. And, you know, it's you have to have the conversation, you know, does this make sense to, you know, look at doing a refinance on this? And in some circumstances, people are comfortable paying it. That's where people get lazy. They're comfortable. I can make that payment. It's not a problem. Okay, fine. I understand it's not a problem. But why don't we see if we can't shave 5 years off of, you know, the obligation here? 2 years off, 1 year off, 10 years off, who knows? It's a numbers thing.
Yeah. And the other thing too, Doug, is that, you know, for the folks that are listening and they don't have any debt, the house is paid off, they don't have credit cards, mm-hmm. no loans, whatever. Well, you just, on the micro side, blocked out a huge thing that's a major effect on the macro side.
Sure.
Right? I mean, we hear about it all the time. The deficit, you know, raise taxes, the deficit. At least on the micro side, in your little company, your mm-hmm. your own little country, if you will, for lack of better words, zero.
Yeah.
Not heard, not affected by it.
Not affected by it. But where's the opposite side come in now for that person with interest rate, Mike? Those people may be saving money into a bank account. Or some other place where they're getting, you know, some sort of interest credited to their funds. Well, are you doing the appropriate thing to make sure you're getting the most interest that you can get? We're seeing that mistake all over the place, too, you know, right now. And listen, we're in such a low interest rate environment right now. You got to make sure that you're getting the best you can.
Yeah.
You know, so, folks, these are some areas and this is where, you know, we try to bring value to you is sitting down and saying, you know, inside of. You know, your household, how can we help make sure that you as the CEO of this little financial company called your own family or your own household, how are you, you know, taking, what approach are you taking to all these different issues? And that's where we want to try to bring value, you know, into the equation here. So always remember, we're available for a complimentary consultation. There's no cost or obligation. And we can see and have these casual conversations with you and find out what's going on in your life to see if, you know, we can help make sure that, you know, you're really doing the best you can in your own microeconomic, you know, circumstance there. Wouldn't you agree, Mike?
Absolutely.
So, folks, the number is 855-262-3722. That number is 855-262-3722. Pick up the phone, give a call, complimentary consultation. There's no cost or obligation. Happy to sit down and meet with you at one of our conveniently located offices, whether it's in Tom's River on Route 37, and Clark on the corner of Raritan Road and Central Ave, which is right off of the Parkway, in Martinsville, which is right off of Route 22 on Chimney Rock Road, or in Parsippany, which is you know, right off the 8046 Cherry Hill Road exit, Walsh Drive up there. So wherever it's one of those offices, you know, we can meet with you. Or we're old school, we make house calls, and we're new school, and we can set up for virtual appointments as well. Whatever's best for you. All right, we're going to hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
How much do you really know about retirement readiness? Like how to earn income in retirement, Social Security, Medicare, inheritance planning, and other important financial issues. It's not a one-size-fits-all plan, but there are some things you can do to be prepared. Join Doug and Mike, the hosts of Your Financial Future, for a Retirement Readiness Workshop, Wednesday, November 6th, 6:30 p.m. at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River, or Thursday, November 14th at Nero's in Livingston. This workshop is free to Your Financial Future listeners, and dinner will also be served. Few people actually take the time to create a plan for living during retirement, but the ones who do live happy and long lives. So be retirement ready and join Doug and Mike from Wealth Management Group Wednesday, November 6th, 6:30 p.m. at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River, or Thursday, November 14th at Nero's in Livingston. Space is limited. Reserve your spot by calling 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410 or wealthmanagegroup.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show, and we're glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And, Mike, you know what I want to talk about is something that I have a lot of fun doing with the clients, and I know that you do as well. And, you know, it's something that at Wealth Management Group we think is it's a good approach to almost all types of financial strategies, but particularly for retirement, and that's something that's referred to as reverse engineering your retirement. So why don't you take a minute, why don't you explain to people kind of what reverse engineering is, and then we'll get into, you know, how you could do it for your retirement.
Yeah, well, Doug, you know, reverse engineering is really kind of working backwards, for lack of better words.
Yep.
Right? So it really, the definition is kind of what it sounds like, reverse engineering. By the way, it reminds me, like, I think of like a train going backwards.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why, you know, engineer, reverse, you know, whatever, but my crazy mind. But so it really is working backwards, and it's kind of backing into the situation that you're trying to solve.
Yep.
Okay. So many times people do it the opposite way, you know, and it's like climbing a mountain, and we're saying, look, well, let's go backwards. Let's
right.
Do
we know we want to get to the top of the mountain.
Right.
Now let's say, okay, how are we going to get there?
Yeah. And reverse engineering, as you said, is really a critical method for many financial solves, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you know, sometimes people just can't go forward to get there. But when you do it, you know, how do you get there? It's a great way.
It really is. And so basically when it comes to your retirement, we very often see people who come in who've met with somebody else or, you know, one of our, you know, competitors or whomever. And they'll say, you know, I did this and they figured out how much money I could have on a monthly basis, and then I designed my lifestyle around that. And, you know, very often I'm like, well, how's it going? Like, that's all right. You know, I'm like, is retirement not everything that you wanted it to be, that you thought it was going to be? And Mike, too often we get the answer of, yeah, you know, it's not exactly what I imagined it to be. And so we say to them, well, let's do this a little differently, right? To somebody who's not retired yet or somebody who's already retired, we say, let's start at the end. And sometimes people go, what do you mean when I die? And I'm like, no. Sorry, I didn't mean that. Let's start with, tell me what you want your retirement to look like. What do you want to do? What do you envision in your head? Let's talk about the lifestyle. Let's not talk about the money right now. Let's talk about the lifestyle.
Yeah, and you're right, because that's a critical part of it. I mean, the I'll call it the social happiness, if you will. And I don't
right.
just don't mean social and, well, we went out to a cocktail party. I'm talking about just the everyday. Where do you live? Your home you're going to keep. Do you have to sell your home? How, you know, how many vacations? How often are you going out to eat? The movies, et cetera, so on. So it's really important to try to figure out, well, what am I looking to accomplish? So when I do say I'm retired, I'm not bored, I'm not miserable, I'm mm-hmm. not upset, and even more importantly, I got to go find a job.
Right. Yeah. And so what we want you to do is live that lifestyle, like Mike just said. And now let's reverse backwards and say, all right, you know, let's say that you envision, I want to be able to go to Florida for 2 months in the wintertime.
Correct.
Just make something up. Mm-hmm. All right. And you're a better expert than this, me. about what would it cost somebody to rent a house in Florida for two months?
Well, I mean, Florida's, you know, different yeah. areas, but let's just say a couple $1,000 a month.
Okay. So let's say $5,000 for the
for
2 months.
That's being generous. Yeah.
All right, fine. So let's say five grand for the 2 months. All right, well, we know we need $5,000 for that, right? Now what else do you want to do? Well, I don't know. You know, we just, you know, we like our house and our property taxes are X, and you know, we like to go out for dinner, and you know, and this is what we do backwards, right? And then we say, okay. And then we say, all right, so let's envision this life, if you will. You can go, you're going to Florida for 2 months in the wintertime, right? You're gonna be up here. You're going to go out to dinner. Maybe you'll go fishing. You're going to do whatever it is that you like to do. And that's pretty much what your life is going to look like. And, you know, people say, yeah, that's what I want. Okay, now we got to attach a number to these things, right? And say, okay. When we do our math here, you need, make up a number, $70,000 a year of income. Okay? Now let's go backwards. How are we going to reverse engineer the income, right? We're just consistently reverse engineering all this stuff so that the goal is the main focus and the objective here. So now, you know, you need $70,000. What are we going to start with? What's going to be the first question we're going to ask, Mike?
Well, your income.
Right. How much are you going to get from Social Security?
Sure.
That's the baseline. That's where we're starting at.
Sure.
All right. And then maybe you're getting, $36,000 a year Social Security. Mm-hmm. All right. So 70 minus 36,000, right? We need another $34,000 of income. Right. Do you have any pension coming through the door? Yeah, I got $1,000 a month. You know, okay, great. Now we take $12,000 off of that. So you understand, folks, that this way of reverse engineering can really be very effective for you and helpful in the realization of the goals and the objectives that you want for yourself.
And what it does, it helps on both ends, the social and the financial side. And I'll tell you why. Okay. So the social is you just designed the retirement that you think you're going to be very quite content with, and we're solving to get to solve that.
Right.
But on the financial side, okay, as Doug said, we're going to start with guaranteed incomes, Social Security, okay? Nobody's mm-hmm. going to take that away. Pension, nobody's going to take that away. And then we're going to come down to what's the difference that we need to get to the amount of money, that $70,000, that basically has to come from your investments.
Right.
And that will also help and tell you how much risk you need to take, how much is dependent upon out of these investments.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to start taking required minimum distributions, how does that fit? Does that solve into that number? So it answers a lot of questions too on the financial end of what you should be doing, from types of investments to risk taking to all those types of answers.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, reverse engineering a retirement solves on both ends pretty accurately.
Yeah. And it allows us as advisors to maybe set up different pools of money, if you will. All right, well, we're going to use this pool of money for, you know, who knows? You tell me that you're maybe going to want to buy a boat. All right, we're going to use this money, you know, over here. This will be allocated, you know, our boat fund. And this one here, this pot of money right here, this one's going to give us income every month to supplement where we are. That pot of money over there, I don't know. We don't have any specific goal for it other than to let it grow a little bit and have it sit there as a safety net. If I need to go get, you know, my hands on some money, a new roof, a boiler, you know, whatever the circumstance may be.
Doug, let's develop it out a little bit. Those now, when it comes to that, your investments, if you will, like you said, we love to say, okay, well, this pot is going to be the derived income that's going to fill the reverse engineer and get us to where we need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Then what else do we have? And like you said, I like to call it lump sum money that's there that something pops up, you know, the roof, the boiler, like you just said, a snazzy vacation or something cool like that. There's even monies that's like for estate planning. Oh, that pot of money is going to be, you know, we know that's out there. That's going to be, you know, we want to leave some money to the grandchildren, to whatever. So, you know, you can get creative at that point and really do some cool things financially.
Mm-hmm.
Once we can label the income and say, okay, reverse engineered, made where we need to be, happy lifestyle.
Right. And that's the objective. And folks, you know, Mike and I offer this opportunity out for you to come on in and sit down with us. And, you know, we can really start to accomplish a lot in a 1 hour meeting, don't you think?
Absolutely.
You know, we could really, you know, sit with you and reverse engineer out in, you know, in a 1 hour meeting, or maybe, you know, we ultimately have to have two meetings, and maybe each one of them's less than an hour. But my point is this, because we've got so much experience in this area, is that it's like anybody else who gets really experienced in something, that they can solve problems quicker than somebody that doesn't have the experience or the knowledge. So that's why, you know, often it doesn't take much more than an hour for us to sit down and go over stuff with you. So I want to let you know that you have the opportunity to have a complimentary consultation with us. There's no cost or obligation, and we can sit and we can talk about reverse engineering some financial objective for you, whether it be, you know, your retirement, which is the most common, or, you know, education planning or inheritance planning, you know, whatever it is that you have an objective for. Let's see if we can get together and do it. So you just need to pick up the phone and give a call. The number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick the phone up, give a call, leave us your name and number. We'll give you a buzz back, and we'll schedule an appointment with you at one of our offices. Now, we've got offices in Clark, New Jersey, right on the corner of Raritan Road and Central Avenue, which is right off of the Garden State Parkway. We've got an office in Martinsville, which is right off of, it's right by 287, 22, right, you know, right up in that area. We've got an office in Parsippany, which is just off of 287 and 80 and 46, the Cherry Hill Road exit right there, very easy to get to. We've got an office in Toms River, right on Route 37. So, you know, we can pretty much cover the whole listening area here for you guys that are hearing the show with an office that's convenient for you to get to. We've got a meeting facility in Manasquan as well. And or we're going to remind you is that we're old school guys. We're, you know, we'll make the house call. We don't mind, right, Mike?
Sure.
Yep. And if you want, you know, we're also modern, we can have virtual meetings. So basically, we're trying to make it as easy as possible for you to have access to us.
Yeah. And you know, Doug, and we have the offices and the locations to do so for it. Basically, we say if you can hear this show right now, there's an office near you. We honestly believe that.
Yeah. Yeah. So anything else you want to add during this segment?
No, I think it's I think it was a good segment, and it just, you know, let the folks think about it a little bit of mm-hmm. what we're saying. And I think they're saying, hey, yeah, that kind of does make sense
right.
to work it that way.
Yeah. So let's get together. Let's do some reverse engineering for you. Let's have some fun doing it. It really is an enjoyable thing to sit down and do. It's kind of fun. All right. We'll be right back, folks.
If you're like many people, you know that you should really be working with a financial professional to help take care of your money. But if you are like many people, you simply don't know who to turn to or what to even discuss when it comes to your money. This is why you should call Wealth Management Group. You see, the two guys you're listening to on this radio show right now aren't just radio show hosts. They actually work with people like us to help with our money. These guys have been helping people for over 30 years with various financial topics, depending on what is important to each client. So this is what we need to ask ourselves. Are we doing what we need to do with our money? Do we know if what we have is right for us? Are we doing the best things for our family? Wouldn't it be a good idea to sit down with Wealth Management Group and talk with one of the guys? Pick up the phone and give a call to 855-262-3722 to schedule a time to meet. Wealth Management Group has offices in Clark, Toms River, and Florham Park. They make house calls too. Give a call right now. You'll be glad you did. 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
How much do you really know about retirement readiness? Like how to earn income in retirement, Social Security, Medicare, inheritance planning, and other important financial issues. It's not a one-size-fits-all plan, but there are some things you can do to be prepared. Join Doug and Mike, the hosts of Your Financial Future, for a Retirement Readiness Workshop, Wednesday, November 6th, 6:30 p.m. at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River, or Thursday, November 14th at Nero's in Livingston. This workshop is free to Your Financial Future listeners, and dinner will also be served.
Few people actually take the time to create a plan for living during retirement, but the ones who do live happy and long lives. So be retirement ready and join Doug and Mike from Wealth Management Group Wednesday, November 6th, 6:30 p.m. at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River, or Thursday, November 14th at Nero's in Livingston. Space is limited. Reserve your spot by calling 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410 or wealthmanagegroup.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And, you know, as you hear us say every week, we come out here on a weekly basis to talk to you about financial stuff, to educate you and motivate you. And, you know, the topics that we spoke about today, Mike, I think, you know, are very important for people. And I hope that you know, we give you this stuff to take, you know, to take to heart. You know, when we spoke about the difference between the microeconomy and the macroeconomy, that's so big. It's so important. But I don't think that people put themselves ahead of the macroeconomy, if that makes sense. I don't think that they realize themselves, you want to know something? All that stuff, yeah, I guess it kind of matters, but it really doesn't matter. What really matters is me and my family and what's going on for us.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a couple things. First off, you got to be careful there because sometimes people use the macro as an excuse.
Right.
You know, for a little bit of the poor me's, right? Well, look what's going on in the country and, you know, I can't move forward. Well, not necessarily true.
Mm-hmm.
And two is kind of how you started the show today, talking about what's going on about, you know, the seminar you're at and what's the underpinnings of the economy and what's going on. And then, of course, you said to everybody, hey, you need to take a look at yourself. You need to come on in. Let's sit down. Let's, you know, is your stuff positioned to accomplish what you're looking to get done? And that's the prime example of it, right? I mean, that's, you know, you boiled it right down. Hey, here's what's going on in the macro. They see things like this. Now, here's how it translates to you. Now, here's what you need to do.
Right.
And that's, you know, there's like a, you know, a little train there, a little connection.
Yeah, 100%. Because then we spoke about reverse engineering your retirement, you know, and that's really, you know, how we go about doing it. It kind of told you how to do it. Start at the end and work your way back. It's the best way to do it. So in other words, start with the goal and allow us to build the road path that, you know, for you to get there and to do it, the foundation to it. And by the way, the reverse engineering is a really fun exercise to go through.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you know, people don't look at it that way, but that's really the way to really do it, you know, to kind of test it and make sure it's going to stand the test of time. But yes, it is a fun, I'll call it activity, for lack of better words.
Yeah, you know, Mike, when it comes down to it, and you know, listeners, I guess I should be addressing you, is that our approach is basically, and we spoke about it last week a little bit, the three L's, you know, when it comes to your retirement time. It's first of all is, do we have enough income to support our lifestyle, right? So let's set that up first. Then the next thing is for luxury. The next L, the luxury things we want to do. We want to go on a vacation. We want to do this. We want to do that. And then the third thing is your legacy, right? What's going to happen with your assets when you're not here anymore? And if you follow our three L's of going through that, lifestyle, luxury, and legacy, I think that really is a good foundation for people to build off of and say, hey, you want to know something? That's right. We do want to have income to live the lifestyle that we're accustomed to. We do want to do special things every now and again. And we have to accept the fact that we're all not going to, you know, we're not getting out of here. We're all going to pass away. So what's going to happen to the funds at that point in time? So if we address those three L's, I think you're going to be in a good spot.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Doug, it's something that's a conversation that needs to be had. And you should certainly know what is the answer to those. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes people like to pick and choose and kind of cherry pick a little bit. But it's a process that needs to be done. And if you do it in that way, we think you're going to be a lot better for it.
Yeah, I think. Well, listen, we've been helping people and doing this for them for decades now. And you know, that's kind of our approach. It's always been, and you know, we evolve like everybody else evolves. We evolve with the times and the products and the conditions and everything else that's going on out there. And then we bring those types of solutions and strategies to you to help you accomplish your goals and objectives. Now, Mike, we've got an exciting event coming up here, two different locations. I know the folks have heard, you know, a little bit about it. I want to talk a little bit about it. It's, we're doing a retirement readiness workshop, whatever you want to call it, on November 6th down in Toms River, and then on November 14th up in Livingston. And it really is important to address that stuff. And one thing I want to emphasize to people is, while it's called retirement readiness and it may imply that you should do that only prior to retirement, no, you should do it during retirement as well, because you need to be ready for all the years ahead of you that are still left to come.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, Doug, retirement readiness is a, you know, a fantastic topic that we're doing, because it covers so much.
Right.
And people don't realize the various phases of retirement. They just keep constantly thinking, I crossed the finish line. I could go tell the boss I'm not working anymore. You know, and there's so much more to it. And I think that's what we're going to try to accomplish. And it's going to be great evenings, right? Two events.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go through this. And it's always fun seeing everybody. And it's interactive and asking questions. And we always say people love hearing each other, because your question's on my mind. And you
right.
know, it answers a lot of questions.
Yeah, 100%. And there are two great restaurants. The one in Toms River is at Aqua Blue, one of our favorites. We go down there often. And the one in Livingston is at Nero's Grill, like two really good places to go. I mean, they're going to be fun nights. We want to urge you to take advantage of it and come on out. And, you know, don't forget, you do need to make a reservation for that. So to make a reservation, give a call to 732-340-1410. Again, that's 732-340-1410. Or go to our website and drop us an email at wealthmanagegroup.com. Again, that's wealthmanagegroup.com. So I hope that everybody comes out and joins us for the dinners, Mike. It's really going to be, you know, a great event, two great restaurants. So we got a couple of minutes here left in the show. And what I want to do is I want to take it back to where we started at the beginning. And just to reiterate to you guys that at Wealth Management Group, we go, you know, we make sure that we stay current and on top of what's going on in the economic world and the investing worlds and, you know, the risk management. So we go out and we attend these different events, and they really are great. You know, when you go out and you get to hear economists talk and money managers talk and other advisors coming to us to ask us our opinions about, you know, how to do things. But it's critical to do this in order for us to continue to bring solid, up-to-date strategies to our clients.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Doug, that's what we've always tried to do here, even with the show. We try to always not keep it static, try to bring you insight. Things evolve, and people fail to realize that, you know, like they fail to see change. And even today we were talking about the economy and the changes that we see, that we think how it's going to evolve and stuff.
That's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. I want to remind you, you're always available to come in for a complimentary consultation with us. Our phone number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Don't be shy. Pick the phone up and give us a call. We're happy to meet with you at one of our offices, whether it's Clark, Florham Park, Paramus, or Toms River. We'll make a house call if you'd like. We'll do our appointment virtually. Whatever's easiest for you, we're here to help you. But we can't call you. You need to call us. 855-262-3722. That's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. We'll be back again next week. Until then, be fiscally smart.
How much do you really know about retirement readiness? Like how to earn income in retirement, Social Security, Medicare, inheritance planning, and other important financial issues. It's not a one-size-fits-all plan, but there are some things you can do to be prepared. Join Doug and Mike, the hosts of Your Financial Future, for a retirement readiness workshop Wednesday, November 6th, 6:30 p.m. at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River, or Thursday, November 14th at Nero's in Livingston. This workshop is free to Your Financial Future listeners, and dinner will also be served. Few people actually take the time to create a plan for living during retirement, but the ones who do live happy and long lives. So be retirement ready and join Doug and Mike from Wealth Management Group Wednesday, November 6th, 6:30 p.m. at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River, or Thursday, November 14th at Nero's in Livingston. Space is limited. Reserve your spot by calling 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410 or wealthmanagegroup.com.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. LPL Financial is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither LPL Financial nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.